This debate has been characterised by members of Parliament moving around imaginary armies. The Free Syrian Army is a fiction which has been in the receipt of hundreds of millions of dollars, huge hundreds of tons of weapons, virtually all of which were taken from them by Al-Qaeda, which has now mutated into ISIL. The Iraqi army is the most expensively trained and most modernly equipped army in history. Hundreds of billions of dollars have been expended on the Iraqi army, which ran away, leaving its equipment behind it. ISIL itself is an imaginary army. A former defense secretary, no less, said we must bomb their bases. They don't have any bases. The territory they control is the size of Britain, and yet there's only between 10 and 20,000 of them. Do the maths. They don't concentrate as an army. They don't live in bases. And the only way a force of that size could successfully hold the territory that they hold is if they have a population which is acting as the water in which they are swimming. And that population is quiescent because of Western policies and Western invasion and occupation. That's the truth of the matter. ISIL could not survive for 5 minutes if the tribes in the west of Iraq rose up against them. Yes, I will. Happily.
And how appalled people will be to hear him say that women buried alive, women enslaved, are quiescent in their persecution by these people. What a total disgrace.
Yeah. Well, they don't like it up them, Mr. Speaker. They'd rather have an imaginary debate moving around imaginary armies. ISIL is a death cult. It's a gang of terrorist murderers. It's not an army. And it's certainly not an army that's going to be destroyed by aerial bombardment. ISIL is able to rule the parts of Iraq that it does because nobody in those parts has any confidence in the government in Baghdad. A sectarian government helped into power by Bremer and the deliberate sectarianisation of Iraqi politics by the occupation authorities. The government knows that. That's why they pushed al-Maliki out, even though he won the election, by the way, if we're talking about democracy. They pushed him out because they knew that far too many people in ISIL-occupied Iraq had no confidence in the government in Baghdad. Nobody has any confidence in the army in emanating out of Baghdad. So this will not be solved by bombing. Mr. Speaker, we've been bombing Iraqis for 100 years. 100 years! We dropped the world's first chemical bombs on them in the 1920s. We attacked them and helped to kill their king in the 1930s. We helped the murder of their president in 1963, helping the Ba'ath Party into power. We bombed them again through the 90s. Yes.
We're all ever so grateful for the lecturer, but what is his solution to this problem?
Well, now I've got an extra minute, thanks to you, I'll be able to tell you. This will not be solved. Every matter will be made worse. Extremism will spread further and deeper around the world, just like happened as a result of the last Iraq war. The people outside can see it, but the fools in here who draw a big salary and big expenses cannot or will not see it, like the Honourable Lady with her asinine intervention.
Thank the Honourable Member very much for giving way, but would the Honourable Member please bring us towards his solution to this problem?
Although with 5 minutes, it's difficult. We have to strengthen those who are already fighting ISIL. We have to give them all the weapons they need. The Baghdad government has paid for weapons which have still not even been delivered. We have to strengthen the Kurdish fighters, who are doing a good job, by the way, in fighting ISIL. We have imaginary armies, the Saudi, Emirati, Qatari, they're all imaginary armies. They haven't even told their own people that they're on the masthead. Has anyone here seen a picture of them fighting in Syria? Anyone seen a picture of a Saudi jet bombing in Syria? Saudi Arabia is the nest from which ISIL and these other vipers have come. And by the way, they do a fine line in head chopping themselves. Saudi Arabia has 700 warplanes. Get them to bomb. Turkey is a NATO member. Get Turkey to bomb. The last people who should be returning to the scene of their former crimes are Britain, France, and the United States of America.